Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
This evening we come together once again to celebrate the commemoration of all the faithful departed, All Souls Day. And there's always there's several feelings I think that I have surrounding this particular day, but it's always kind of a unique time for us to come together as a church. It's a very unique day in our liturgical year. All Souls Day is a commemoration which in the rank of feasts ranks really low. Towards the bottom, commemorations come up in sacred seasons where the seasonal masses take precedence. And so by and large, commemorations are just of a slightly higher rank than what we would call a ferial day or the normal day of a liturgical year. And yet, All Souls Day itself takes precedence over anything else that it might encounter. So if it falls on Sunday, we observe All Souls Day. And though it just ranks as a commemoration, we always celebrate this day. The church always stops for this particular day. And it's also a day unique among all the celebrations of the liturgical year that doesn't really have a defined liturgy. There are multiple options for prayers, and the readings all come to us from the funeral rite. And the presider has a great deal of leeway in what texts are going to be used, even the color of vestments that are worn, white, violet for penance, and black for mourning. It's a very special day, and I think it's special because what we do today, the remembering of the faithful departed, the remembering of our loved ones who have gone before us in the life of faith, really situates us in a place where our faith hits the reality of our lived experience. We come here tonight to remember, and in doing that, we come to the very essence of what our faith speaks to, the experience of death, and the experience of loss, and the experience of suffering. I'm not sure that what we express in our belief about this day is all that different than what we do yesterday with the celebration of All Saints. And yet yesterday is a day of great festivity, and today is a day of great solemnity. And I think part of the reason for that is simply that All Souls Day is a personal day. There's no way where this day isn't personal. Once you've lost someone that is significant to you, this day is always personal. Because you can't enter into this day without thinking about those people. It's not an abstract thing. When we talk about our faithful departed, when we talk about the people who we love, who have gone before, we're talking about real, concrete people who loved us, journeyed with us, prayed with us, lived with us, spoke to us, and to be honest, formed us and made us who we are. And so when we encounter this day, we encounter something that's deeply personal. This is a day of mourning, and a day of sadness. But it's also, I think, a day where we place all that before our God and respond to the church's call to hope. It strikes me that the way the church does that, the way the church expresses its hope in the promise of Christ and what it is that God does, the way the church calls us to an experience of faith in the one who saves us, and the way that the church calls us to remember those whom we love on this day is prayer. We come together this day more than anything else to pray for the people who we love who have gone before us. That's what the church does today. And I think that that's actually a terribly important thing. Our prayer, I think, is really the most intimate way that we hold another person. When somebody says that they pray for you, that is no light thing when they mean it, because they take that experience of relationship and place that in the context of their relationship with God. In the most intimate relationship that they have, prayer, I think, in praying for and praying to our loved ones who have gone before us, helps us to have conversations that maybe we wish we would have had before they left. Praying with and for our loved ones is an act of charity at a time when we have no other way to show our love for the people that were so important to us. Our prayer is our act of love, to pray for them, to pray that they're in heaven, to pray that they find peace, to pray that God embraces them in all things. But I also think our prayer changes us. When we pray for those who have died, when we pray for and with all those who have gone before us, we are reaffirming our fundamental faith that the bond of unity that surrounded ourselves and those we love, that bond of unity is not broken by death. That person truly is really there. That person still loves us. And in Christ Jesus, prays for us, as they themselves may need our own prayers. I think prayer roots us in our faith in the fundamental truth of the connectedness of life. I did something today that I've never done on All Souls Day. I made a decision this year that I was going to visit all the cemeteries in Floyd County, Catholic cemeteries in Floyd County, and go to the priest circle. Every Catholic cemetery, if there's a priest buried there, has a little section in it where the priests are buried. At St. Mary's, if you go into St. Mary's Cemetery, there's a big cross, and around that island's all the Monsignors, and all the rest of the priests get shoved right behind it. But St. John Vianney is facing all of them, the patron of priests. The main circle at Holy Trinity Cemetery is where the priests are buried as you pull in and drive around the island. And up at St. Mary of the Knobs, there's several scattered. But in the newer portion of the cemetery, right at the top, where there's a statue of the Blessed Mother, is the priest section. Father Sweeney is the only one that's buried there right now. But it's the first time I've ever done that. I went and I prayed the office of the dead at each place. It was a moving thing, really, to go there and pray for all those that went before me. But it wasn't as simple as that, just praying for those who had died. But I asked them for their prayers, that they pray for me, that I be a better priest, that I be a better pastor. And that's just a remarkable thing to consider, that those people, many of whom died 75 years before I was born, that those people pray for me. And my brothers and sisters, that's our faith. Today's personal. It's not abstract. It's not those people. We pray here today for the people we love. And we ask the people we love to pray for us because we're still in relationship with them. And here we do the only thing that we can. Hold them up before God and ask for God to love us and heal us in that so that one day God will be all in all. And one day we shall know God's love with our loved ones as we stand before His throne. May it be so. Amen.